I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. May is National Foster Care Month. According to the U.S. Children's Bureau, there are more than 400,000 children in foster care. Kim Offit is Bethany Christian Services National Director for Foster Care and Adoption. She explains,
kids have been removed from their birth families because of abuse or neglect. So in so many ways, we're looking for families who are open to loving and helping these kids really heal from some of their hurts.
Offit is a foster mom, too. There are challenges and great stories, especially when the gospel gets lived out in front of these kids.
I remember one child that I fostered. He was 13 years old and he was Buddhist, but we still celebrate with him when he gave his life to Christ and got baptized. And it wasn't because we just took him to church, but we lived out our Christianity and he wanted that.
And if you think your morning cup of joe changes your outlook on life, consider how coffee has transformed the Mian tribal village in the mountains of Thailand. Joe Richter of Farms International.
This village was very remote and was actually a center for opium production in Thailand back in the 60s, and the government finally cracked down on the opium production.
With the opium went the village's income, so they turned to coffee crops. And around the same time, Partners of Farms planted a church that is now 100 members strong.
Pray specifically for the Mian tribal people that they would continue to follow the Lord and continue to outreach to their neighbors. There's a tremendous need among the Mian tribal people for the gospel.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? We'll get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Current events, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.